Available at the parking deck on Healy, as well as in Champaign on the corner of Neal and Kirby, conveniently located near the State Farm Center and Memorial Stadium. Get excited for all things Illini this summer and follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook and Twitter. Go Illini!
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They may get what they demand. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A meeting has been set up for Republican lawmakers to review classified info with the FBI and the Department of Justice in the Trump campaign investigation. Democrats are wary. Senator Richard Blumenthal.
It's plainly an attempt to intimidate and threaten and thwart the investigation.
Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
A day after he demanded the Justice Department investigate whether the special counsel's probe into his 2016 campaign was politically motivated, President Trump met with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Chris Wray. Vice President Pence told Fox's Martha McCallum that both he and the president want to know whether the DOJ planted an informant in the Trump presidential campaign.
I think it would be very troubling to millions of Americans if that took place.
The DOJ's inspector general is now looking into the unsubstantiated allegation, which the president's own lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said might not be true. Dave?
John, the vice president, will talk to Fox's Brian Kilmeade next hour, 10:15 Eastern. You can hear it at BrianKilmeadeShow.com. At the Capitol, House members are getting a closed-door briefing on election security amid concern about hackers and Russian meddling. Later today, President Trump will sit down with South Korea's president 3 weeks before he's supposed to meet with North Korea's leader, but North Koreans have threatened to cancel that upset over U.S.-South Korea military drills.
This is a group of journalists have arrived in North Korea ahead of Kim's pledge to dismantle a nuclear site. South Korean journalists were not included as high-level talks between Seoul and Pyongyang remain cut off.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, a teenager under arrest in Maryland in the murder of a Baltimore County police officer, but there was an all-night manhunt for three others. She was killed responding to what may have been a burglary.
She was holding her weapon, and she was telling them, stop, get out of the car. As soon as I saw that, the car just took off.
Another witness says the Jeep ran her over. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The Taliban went on the attack again in Afghanistan, targeting police, killing at least 14 officers, including a district police chief. 16 others were killed when Afghan security forces tried to dispose of explosives they had found. They went off. 38 others were injured. Dozens of homes and stores were destroyed by the explosion. This is a new report takes issue with the new U.S. strategy in Afghanistan.
Inspectors general from the Pentagon, the State Department, and the U.S. Agency for International Development say the Trump administration's revamped strategy resulted in little progress against the Taliban, making Afghanistan a dangerous and volatile place. The watchdog report also questioning the decision to send a new team of military advisors to work with Afghan forces closer to the front lines. The findings contradicting the military's assessment that Afghans backed by the U.S. turned the corner and gained momentum against the Taliban. U.S. troops in Afghanistan shifted to a supporting role after combat operations ended in 2014. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
They're voting in four states today. Primaries in Arkansas, Georgia, and Kentucky. Primary runoff elections in Texas. A new Miss USA has been crowned.
Nebraska!
23-year-old Sarah Rose Summers of Omaha beating out 50 other contestants in the competition hosted by Nick and Vanessa Lachey, which aired on Fox. The final three asked what they'd write on a sign on the way to a hypothetical march. The Texas Christian University grad saying the marcher should go speak to people.
Listen to their views also. That is one thing in the United States that we really need to focus on.
The runner-up is Kaylin Miller Keys of North Carolina. Summers, who's working on becoming a certified child life specialist, goes on to represent the U.S. in the Miss Universe competition. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures up modestly the morning after the Dow's nearly 300-point gain. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 13 years behind bars is the sentence for an Urbana man who robbed a gas station employee with a paring knife. 26-year-old Deshaun McCullough committed the holdup on March 26th of last year at the Circle K on University Avenue. The University of Illinois is switching to the same parking meter app as Champaign and Urbana. The News Gazette says U of I is moving to the mobile meter app for the 2,300 meters on campus. The university has been using pay by phone since 2010. Champaign has been using the mobile meter app since 2015. Urbana's had it since 2016. Governor Bruce Rauner gets the final say now on a bill that would allow school children to take medical cannabis-infused products in schools for medical reasons. The bill was inspired by an 11-year-old Illinois girl with leukemia who could not use her cannabis-infused medication at school under current law. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We got some clouds, but the sun seems to be prevailing. Today's high 81, 57 with clear conditions tonight. Sunny and a high 82 tomorrow, down to 60, 85 Thursday, 88 on Friday, 89 with sunshine again on Saturday. Right now the temperature's at 71. ESPN 93.5.
Well, good to have you listening. We'll talk about President Trump demanding the FBI probe. Oh, we were investigating Russia. We weren't infiltrating your political camp to benefit Hillary. No way. Okay, I'll just make sure of that. If that's the case, fine. If it's not, you got a problem. Miss USA last night, Miss Nebraska wins.
Right, I was just looking at some of the Q&A involving Boy Scouts.
They ask about that, and the Miss North Carolina thought it was fine. I said, well, that's politically correct. I mean, what's fine about, you have Girl Scouts, you have Boy Scouts, let them have their own thing, and what do you do on a camp out when two 16-year-olds are, you're going to chaperone that?
True.
You want to deal with that?
In the tent together.
Yeah, what's the deal? You have Girl Scouts. It's not like they didn't have anything.
I know.
I'm against it. So, and she was all in. Oh, it's great. Oh, it's all.
Right.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Well, how do you think Grace would respond?
She said, in fact, we paused it as she gets ready for Miss Illinois in the Miss America system, which is a lot different. It's just a lot, lot different. But a lot of the kids were really, really good, and I thought they were a lot of substance there, and they had a lot of nice features on a lot of nice young ladies.
Well, did she take a stand in her
answer? She said, no, I don't think that was necessary.
Okay.
Because you had a Girl Scout, you had a Boy Scout.
Yeah. So
I'm not in.
Voting rights also is one of the questions that they talk about.
Voting rights, I didn't get that.
Right.
They ask a question about why don't a third of those that could have voted didn't vote. I mean, you just got to go vote. I don't think it's a man-woman thing. I think
you're
it's just,
right.
You got to go vote.
That's right.
And vote for what you want. They had some Me Too moments in there, and a lot of the kids apparently had issues with bad events.
Hmm.
So, I think a whole lot of the Me Too is you know, number one, you can't do the stuff that's been happening, I guess, for decades. Number two, don't get so drunk you don't know, right?
Yeah. Don't put yourself in that situation.
And you got to be careful and aware of your surroundings. And I would never accept a drink in a bar from a guy.
No, I
ever.
Would. If you want to buy somebody a drink, you get it from the bartender.
And you have a posse with you.
Yes,
that
at
watches
all times.
Time. That
was our party packed before we headed out. Stay together, no matter what. Miss Nebraska was Sarah Rose Summers, saying she's so grateful to have grown up in a home with two parents.
Yeah.
And greeted the parents out there.
Yep.
So, interesting. And
no,
the certified child life specialist.
Yeah, we know about that. At Carl, there's the child life specialist. It's kind of tough job because you're helping some terminally ill children and the families, and it's tough. It's a tough, tough, but very, very important role. No, she was very comfortable on stage. And I don't even know her name again. Was what?
Miss Sarah Rose Summers.
Yeah. I thought it was, it was fine. We watched it just to kind of get ready that
The Miss Illinois and Miss America.
It does have
up.
A different feel than Miss USA, doesn't it?
Miss America and Miss USA completely. Miss America has been around since like 1910. And it's we were, in fact, going over last night. Interview is 25. Talent is 35 at 60. I think the swimsuit's 10. Evening gown 15. And onstage question 20. So substance is 80%.
Mm-hmm.
Substance is 80% of the Miss America, and it's the biggest scholarship delegator in the world for women. Number one in the world for giving women scholarships is Miss America. And with Gretchen Carlson running it, I feel great. So, but some of the commentary last night, they had people off stage, and they were just so absolute on what was right and what was wrong. And I know enough to know that that's ridiculous because it's all subjective.
Right.
Oh, she held her arms and dress out way too high. Oh, and she ended up winning. Nice call.
Okay.
They don't have a clue.
Wow. I mean,
same stuff.
Well, I like Miss Nebraska's note on listen to other people's views. That is one thing the United States really needs to focus on, listening to each other.
No, that's right.
Good.
Yep.
And good,
the,
too.
And the local, Gracie's question was, why is Springfield dysfunctional? She said, you know, we have to respect each other's views, so very much the same kind of response. But I don't know, you know, dealing with Springfield in Illinois, you got some issues because there's some stuff that happens north of I-80 that's pretty hard to change. So, you've got a lot going on. Anyway, Miss USA, Miss Nebraska, congratulations. You're going to Miss Universe in that Miss USA. Miss USA was the system, Miss Universe system that Donald Trump used to own. Okay, President Trump demands an FBI probe started Sunday that he would formally seek a Department of Justice probe into whether agents surveilled his campaign for political purposes. Cameron Clifton, political strategist, Clifton Network Partners, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. Good morning.
Good to have you back. All right, so only thing you do with this is say, oh, that's just ridiculous, or they were investigating to protect Donald Trump. If you have evidence that something was done for political reasons using the power of incumbency, you've got an issue here, Camera.
Well, I think there's a new twist that just happened. Well, I don't know when it happened, but it was just announced a few minutes ago that they're going to appoint a second special prosecutor, someone to investigate the investigators.
I did not hear that. That must have just come down. It did.
Like 3 minutes ago.
Wow. Okay. So we got another Robert Mueller out there?
Yeah. But here's the thing. Instead of saying, you know what? Enough is enough. Stop spending time on this. Stop spending taxpayer money on this. Everybody acknowledged that there was wrongdoing and set it aside as a thing for the DOJ to look into within their own ranks, which is really where this should have started. Oh, no, we're going to double down on this. So, you know, the thing is, I'm not convinced that everybody has clean skirts on this. But I think that with so many things going on in our country, we should make this fall into the regular rule of law. If they broke the law, then let the normal practice take care of this. The problem is that we have on this issue particularly so much division, I'm not sure they can.
Mm. Okay, I'm not finding it. I've been looking while you were speaking. I don't know who broke that story of a new special prosecutor.
Fox broke it about literally less than 5 minutes ago.
Okay, not on their website yet, but again, it takes a minute, I suppose. But that's significant. That's a big deal. And I think that you're never worried when people audit your life or business if you do it right. But if you don't, and your only excuse is, well, that's the culture, that's how it works, you got to be uncomfortable if they're really doing that.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, we know for absolute certain that there were a lot of people in the DOJ, all areas of that, the Department of Justice, who were empathetic, loyal, sympathetic, whatever, to the former administration. And when they were asked to do things that, or that it was implied that they should, they forged ahead. I mean, go back a few years. Remember when we talked at length about these people in, you know, God knows where, USA, IRS offices who were slow voting.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
They weren't directly told to do it. They just did it because that's what the culture was. So we just be hard on everything conservative.
Yep.
Well, I think that's the same thing we have going on here now. That's what I'm talking about, this division. The rule of law is the rule of law. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat or a conservative or an independent or a socialist, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
What matters is that you have to follow the rule of law. And when you don't do that, there has to be some accounting for it. I'm just concerned that, you know, this is going to drag on.
Yep.
And dilute all the other amazing things we have going on.
No, we have a lot of good going on, but we just get caught up in investigations and scandals, and he said, she said, she said, he said. It's dizzying when, in fact, there are a lot of very exciting things potentially going on, including the North Korean summit and all of these other issues. And then you have China and some of the trade imbalance. Looks like that's headed in the right way. You had the tax cuts. You got, you know, work on immigration. You got Neil Gorsuch. There's a lot of things that have happened, I think, pretty positively over the last 18 months.
I'm with you.
All right.
And I think the American people are, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll see what the midterms.
People especially, yeah. Well, you know, this morning I saw an interview with the governor of Kentucky. And the question put to him was, does anybody care about what's going on with Stormy Daniels or, you know, this or that? They have like five things. And he said, no. What we care about is that we're getting closer and closer to full employment. What we care about is that, you know, businesses are opening and not closing. And, you know, just his list was pretty long. And that's the reality of most people's everyday. You know, everything else is more like, you know, TV entertainment, which you could do without if you really put your mind to it.
Cameron, always a pleasure. We thank you from Clifton Network Partners in Dallas.
God bless you.
Care. Thank you, too. God bless you, Cameron Clifton, political strategist, Clifton Network Partners, Dallas, Texas, ESPN 93.5. We jump to our sports headlines now at 8:17.
Miles Michaelis got the save. Tyler O'Neill homered for the third straight game. And St. Louis Cardinals blanked the Kansas City Royals in that I-70 battle. 6-0 was the final yesterday. Here's your Redbird recap.
Mr. Miles Michaelis just continues to mow him down, and he had his best game ever last night, John.
His first complete game and shutout, shutting out the Kansas City Royals on four hits, walking one, and allowing nine hits. The walk came with two outs in the ninth inning after he retired 15 consecutive batters. Michaelis, we wondered, what could he do to top Jack Flaherty from Sunday? Well, the complete game and the shutout and a couple of home runs. Tyler O'Neill and Matt Carpenter. 6-0 for the Cardinals over the Royals.
Mr. O'Neill.
The pitch. A swing and a high fly ball. That's it to deep right field. Back to the wall. It's a goner in the Cardinal bullpen. A three-run homer for Tyler O'Neill.
That was a beauty on the air at 6:20 tonight.
Cubs will host Cleveland tonight. You'll hear the action on U.S. 105.9. Baltimore over the Chicago White Sox 3-2 yesterday. They've got a game on Chicago's south side tonight. On to the NBA. Cleveland over Boston 111-102, tying that series at 2 apiece. LeBron James with 44 points for the Cavaliers. Houston at Golden State, Warriors up in that series 2-1. On to the NHL, Washington over Tampa Bay 3-0 yesterday, forcing Game 7 with that series tied at 3 apiece. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on uniform betting standards doesn't like the state-to-state govern once more of a federal law. Here's one of his quotes, including substantial education and compliance training for our clubs, players, employers, employees, and partners. These efforts include supporting common sense legislation that protects our players, coaches, and fans, and maintains public confidence in our game.
Gambling has always been there. Maybe it's a little out of the closet now and a little more uniform. But it's a reason I think the NFL is the NFL, because of gambling, the interest. I mean, fantasy? gambling on the game? What do you think you're watching?
You're right.
You have a little cheese on it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your weather.
Up into the lower to mid 80s and down into the lower to mid 60s for the next 5 days, with plenty of sunshine by day and partly cloudy in the evening. We're currently at 72 on ESPN 93.5.
If you don't think gambling has been a major part of the NFL over the last three decades, you're not watching. I mean, there's billions bet. And now they want to make it kind of a button-down tie event where they actually formally bet on it. What's changed?
359-2255, yeah. If you have an opinion.
There's no way it's changed. Anyway, 820.
From the Fox Business Network, business was better than expected at auto parts company and car repair chain AutoZone in the recent quarter. Its sales increased and it was helped by the new tax legislation. AutoZone says sales didn't respond until late April after the cold, wet weather. Business picked up after the weather improved. Uber is being sued by one of its former engineers, Ingrid Avendano. She claims her co-workers were not properly disciplined for making sexual remarks in the office and at company events. Uber says it has made recent changes, and it now allows customers, drivers, and employees to file lawsuits instead of settling through arbitration. Futures are higher after encouraging news about trade this morning. The Dow added 298 points yesterday. The Nasdaq was up 39, and the S&P gained 20. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Just have some unconventional thinking, because I would like to know how many in Soldier Field, Chicago, for a Bears game are involved,
right,
either with A, fantasy team, or B, 50 bucks on the game.
Uh-huh. It's probably 80%.
It's a lot. There's no way.
And the 20% is the, you know, moms that are there driving their
but there's not very many women at Bear games. I think
right.
It's 70-30. I mean, really. I just think gambling, it's silly to act shocked, and it's extraordinarily hypocritical for our society to be above gambling when you bought a lottery ticket or you bought a Powerball. Well, that's different. No, it's not as gambling. If you want to be against gambling, you should never buy a Powerball ticket.
But you want to support education, Steve.
Of course you do. What they did, just to refresh, everybody knows it, they said all the money in the lottery is going to go to the education.
Right.
Buy children's books. They took the money that currently had in education, took it out and spent it somewhere else. And the money from the lottery does help education. But they already had that covered.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a bad societal move to continue to regulate and mainstream gambling. I'm not for legalization of drugs. I'm not for drinking till you throw up. Things like that, you know, basic stuff. And oh, by the way, if you want some other weird thoughts, I don't think the Beatles would have been the Beatles if John Kennedy hadn't been shot. How about that one? There's another doctorate thesis. I think because John Kennedy shot November 22nd, 1963.
Okay.
Beatles came the first of the year.
Yeah.
Do you think we were looking for something?
64 was one of the biggest years for the Beatles.
The Beatles came in the beginning of 64.
So we as a nation were looking
mourning.
For something.
We were mourning. Okay. What, how else can you explain people screaming and crying at the sight of them? We needed something. This is Camelot that got destroyed. John Kennedy, an enormously popular president at the time, had been shot and killed.
Huh.
They were our elixir. They were our help to get over all of this, so we grabbed onto them. Now, they were good, but I think there's something there to, were they that good? I mean, we had British invasion people.
Right,
but
right.
It was the Beatles, the mop top, something else to think about, not the shooting in Dallas.
Right place, right time with that music.
They were good, and they frankly really socially, you know, substantial as a middle 60s, late 60s, the Vietnam War, all those other things. But it was, you know, the
had
things like that.
Had you discussed that with somebody before?
I talked about it years and years ago, because I always thought it was so weird that women would just cry.
Right.
I'm going, they're crying about something else. It's more than just the song. I want to hold your hand. I'm crying over that?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Just another Stevie J wild theory.
Well, speaking of music, Alison Krauss is in town tonight, and she's with Willie Nelson and family.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, no, she was Grammy. How many Grammys? I mean, she's Alison Krauss is
right.
Big time.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart.
It's a shame she doesn't have a sweet voice.
Oh, my goodness.
I think sweet is the perfect word, isn't it?
Without saying a word, you can light up the dark.
Anybody gone? 359-2255. Anybody going tonight? Put in as much time as Allison. I would. Willie Nelson's legendary, but it's not the age, it's the mileage, right?
Yeah.
But he's also pretty old.
Maybe I didn't love you.
And I vividly remember
quite as often as
the only time I went to the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, Willie was the guest.
Huh. Maybe I.
And Doc Severinsen was, of course, the band leader, and Ed McMahon and all those legendary 1980s.
Yeah.
It was toward the end of Johnny's career, and he had Willie on there. And then what they did is when they went to a commercial, the whole studio got dark. Willie stayed there, and Johnny stayed there, and Doc stayed there, and everybody. The whole studio was dark, and it was completely quiet. And then Johnny... That's wrong. Johnny took his... He got in the microphone. It was completely pitch dark. And then Johnny Carson went, before, and he grabbed his neck. And people just cracked up. I mean, it was really...
Willie is 85, and Allison is 46.
Yeah.
So that means when you talked to her on the radio, that was 30 years ago when she was a teenager.
I think I talked to her in 1984.
She grew up in... she was born in Decatur, grew up in Champaign. So it's pretty neat that she's coming home. Her first Grammy, a second youngest winner, was in 1991, I'm reading.
Yeah, well, she was as shy as can be. And I asked her out because People Magazine had just done a piece on her, just a little half a page.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't talk much, but she brought her violin. And when she played that violin, I'll never forget it. It was like, oh, something's going on here.
Studying classic violin since the age of five.
She was special.
Bluegrass.
She was special. She had, sometimes you talk to folks, you know something's going on.
Uh-huh.
She had it going on. So not surprised in the least. I just wonder if she remembers as a 14, 15-year-old coming into the studio with her violin. It must have been one of her firsts to ever be interviewed because she brought a friend who did some of the talking.
Okay.
She just wasn't comfortable chatting.
Well, she had a brother, Victor, with her a lot, too.
And maybe that was Victor. I don't know. But it's been, 34 years ago when I visited. Maybe 33.
Happening at the State Farm Center tonight. You can still walk up and get some good tickets.
Willie's 85?
Yeah.
Anybody think he'd make 85?
I remember him at Farm Aid. It was a great show.
Oh, yeah. 1985 Farm Aid. He was a big deal.
At Memorial Stadium.
He was 50-something then.
Uh-huh.
8:30.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. There are plans to let congressional leaders see some classified information about the FBI's Russian election meddling investigation. The House Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats have to be included and...
The Department of Justice is required to follow the law, not the political bidding of the president, particularly when they're investigating him.
Florida Republican Ron DeSantis wants to know...
How did this investigation into the Trump campaign start, and was it on the up and up from the very beginning?
He was on Fox and Friends this morning. There are primaries today in four states, Arkansas, Georgia, Kentucky, and Texas. There, it's a series of runoffs to settle races from the first round of primary voting in March. Democrats in Georgia will nominate the state's first female candidate for governor from a major party. It'll either be Abrams, or Stacey Evans. There are three Republicans on the ballot there looking to avoid a runoff. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 25-year-old Champaign woman who hit and injured another woman with her car has been given 30 months of probation and 120 days of electronic home detention. Madison Walk admitted she was under the influence at the time. She pleaded guilty to aggravated DUI. A new gig for the Jefferson Middle School principal. The News Gazette says Angie Franklin has been given the newly created position of Director of Teaching, Learning, and Student Engagement. She said she'll be working with a partnership with Parkland College and the Champaign Chamber of Commerce, and also with art, drama, foreign language, music, and business. Governor Bruce Rauner and his wife have moved back into the Illinois Governor's Mansion. The mansion underwent a massive renovation during that time. The first couple lived in the director's house at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. They're back in the Governor's Mansion. Jim Edgar was the last governor to live in the mansion full-time. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good with more sunshine. Today's high, 82, down to 57 this evening. Up to 83 tomorrow, down to 60. 85 the high on Thursday, down to 62. 88 on Friday, near 90 by Saturday. This forecast looks terrific. Right now we're at 73 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, another one that I interviewed many, many years ago. It was a guy that was trying to write books. You know, how many people are trying to write books? A lot.
Yeah.
So I called his work, and I don't remember why we... It was his first book, and so we talked about it. I don't really remember a lot about it. And it was disgusting. It was fiction, but it was, you know, he was a lawyer. And we talked a bit, and it's, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes. I don't know how long we talked. And I remember I said, okay, so... How do you say your last name? And he said, it's Grisham.
Okay.
I said, well, okay, so John Grisham, and it's called A Time to Kill. That's your book, right? And you're still a lawyer? Yeah, I'm trying to be a... Oh, that's really interesting. That's great. Well, good luck to you. And then after he became John Grisham,
yeah,
I tried calling the number back. Doo-doo-doo. The number you reached, you idiot, is no longer exactly in service because guys like you are trying to call him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, 1988, A Time to Kill was the big one.
That's
for
when
him.
I had him on. And then
the Firm in 91.
Firm, the 91. And I think I read 3, 4, 5 of those. I mean, he's just a compelling author.
The Client, The Testament.
Yeah, he's a million. And the movies.
Rogue Lawyer, Gray Mountain.
Lots of stuff.
The Whistler Partner, Cameo
yep,
Island.
Yep. So sometimes people have on the air turn
well,
into
well, this is before
something.
The days of, you know, caller ID, when people actually well, picked up their landline and...
Back in the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's 63 now.
Yeah, when I started the radio, you had to crank it. Yeah, Sarah, give me the cafeteria. Yeah, that's about, I remember, good days, good times. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sitting there with the lemonade but no media available.
I mean, there were so many. The phone thing is just so different now. Remember calling pay phones? Did you ever do that as a radio gag?
80s, I did it. People sent me hundreds of pay phones.
Yeah.
And only got burned once. With the F word.
Oh,
other
boy.
Than that.
Okay.
And then the best one was the one I called in Hawaii, and it just rang. And then my first thing was, hey, don't hang up. I'm Stevie J, and you're live on the radio out of Champaign, Illinois.
Okay.
So the guy that answered in Hawaii, I said, hey, don't hang up. You're live with Stevie J in Champaign, Illinois. It's a long pause. And he says, how's Jim Turpin?
Oh, really?
He was from Rantoul. And he later, and he had one of the best names ever, and people in Rantoul might remember him. He went on to be a state representative, then a state senator, and darn near ran for governor.
Wow.
Avery Buttons Chumbly Jr.
I see.
Famous Rantoul resident.
Was the tournament that the Illini used to play in
Hawaii?
Because
of Maui.
Was that going on when you called?
And this was in the 80s, way before.
Okay.
This was like 85, 86.
That's so random.
But a Rantoul guy picked up a new gym. That's just, how does that work?
Right.
Crazy. Walk by, then you had to pick it up.
Exactly.
Well, we did get into some interesting conversations with many, many people back in the day
mm-hmm.
like that. Hey, we really want to tip our caps with Veterans Day coming up.
Join Stevie J Broadcasting this Memorial Day as we honor our veterans with this salute. The year was 1968, and as the Vietnam War raged on, stories of heroism and self-sacrifice surfaced. On a support mission bringing soldiers to the fighting via helicopter, a door gunner in one of the Slicks was shot down not just once, but three times as he returned to the battle a final time in another helicopter. His Airways chopper was shot down again, with the front of the helicopter buried in the dirt and jungle. The pilot and co-pilot in the cockpit of the now burning aircraft were trapped. As flames threatened the crew, the door gunner managed to make his way to the pilots. With the serrated edge of his assault knife, Ralph cut through the safety belts, but the aluminum and glass structure continued to hold them prisoner in the burning cockpit. Ralph hacked through the wreckage to free his comrades and guide them to safety. Ralph Krall was awarded the Bronze Star as a tribute to the resiliency of an American hero.
This Memorial Day salute is brought to you by Tapman's Towing, the most trusted towing and roadside service in downstate Illinois. Tapman's Towing salutes all those who have given their lives to allow us all the opportunity to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Tapman's Towing wishes you all a safe and happy Memorial Day.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember,
relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
Celebration of their bicentennial, Illinois Realtors are planning bicentennial legacy projects across the state of Illinois and right here at home. The theme, Realtors Working with Heart, is an effort which underscores how Realtors are leaders in their local communities, supporting local charities and causes, promoting economic development and a strong economy, all while helping real estate buyers and sellers achieve the American dream. The Champaign County Association of Realtors are working with heart by inviting you to their Family Fun Day at the Orpheum Children's Science Museum. It happens Saturday, June 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Families will enjoy free entry into the museum, games, food, prizes, bounce houses, a petting zoo, free face painting, and more. For questions, call 356-1389. That's 356-1389. 356-1389. Family Fun Day at the Orpheum Children's Science Museum is presented by the Champaign County Association of Realtors. Realtors working with heart. Don't miss it Saturday, June 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Orpheum Children's Science Museum in downtown Champaign.
Okay, so I'm at Hardworking Man tomorrow. I'll be at CarX Tire and Auto, 906 West Bradley. I'll be broadcasting from 7 to 9. Then, as with the Hardworking Man series, I go to work for the company for 3 hours. Jim Sherman, Director of Marketing, CarX Tire and Auto, says I'll be a general service technician in training, along with a trained CarX technician from the CarX Academy. Stevie J will get his hands dirty by performing oil changes on customer vehicles. We'll recommend the right oil for the customer's vehicle and driving habits. With every oil change performed at CarX, we also rotate and inspect each tire on the vehicle. How is Stevie J with an air gun? I don't want to say I've never held one, but I do want to be a pit guy for the Indy 500. That's exactly right. Very good sound effect there. Each vehicle at CarX Tire and Auto goes to a 31-point courtesy inspection, which I know none. Stevie J and his mentor will inspect each car thoroughly. I'm going to learn something here.
Right.
I'm kind of fired up about it.
I mean, it could be a very good thing for you and your car health in the future.
Well, maybe. And yeah. And then if I'm so good at it, maybe they'll want to hire me. My rate is $400 an hour. I have not had anybody take me on that.
Get a trip check done by Stevie J.
I will work for CarX for $400
an hour. I'll bet it is a busy time because, you know, the Memorial Day holiday is approaching.
I bet if people know that
road trip.
I bet if people know I'm going to be working for them tomorrow 9 to noon at the Bradley location, it will not be a busy time. But rest assured, I will not have anything to do with your vehicle without my mentor.
Exactly.
Because I really am going to be, you know, this is very much work in quotes. And then at noon, I collapse because I actually had to do something.
I wonder how long it does take to get out of that pit to go get another cup of coffee, which I know you'll ask for after the first two vehicles.
I don't have to. Well, there's break times, right? I mean, here I take breaks every 5 minutes. What do they do there?
Exactly.
I mean, really? I mean,
that's
how
what
hard?
I'm saying.
CarX tomorrow, hardworking man, looking forward to it. Be listening and also watching on Facebook after. We get 500 to 1,000 people watching these Facebook Live things, which I don't quite get. But thank you.
We've worked with CarX a long time. In fact, I think the jingle is still on your hotkey page there in the top left corner or something. Cause...
Rattle, rattle, thunder, thunder, boom, boom, boom. Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Or be worried when you see the CarX man.
Well,
Stevie J, the hard
I'm going to have my jeans on, but I'm just wrestling. I don't really wear T-shirts very much.
Or maybe the black with the red ESPN logo.
Well, I got that on today.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm in a pit. Who cares that if I wear it 2 days in a row?
Exactly.
I am not going to get this washed by tomorrow. I'm pretty sure of that. I'm in a pit. Who cares? All right, tomorrow I'll be listening.
You don't have to sacrifice style to have a floor that's 100% waterproof for life. Because the Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus Laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 colors, including on-trend grays, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style, in any room, beautifully, and resist water. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see warranty for details.
The Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center opens this weekend. Don't miss the summer fun at 1401 North Broadway in Urbana. Daily admission, $6 before 5 p.m., $4 after 5, and kids 4 and under are free. Splash around and enjoy the zero-depth pool, water slides, and a lap swim pool. Save money by purchasing 5 or 10 visit punch cards. The Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center is also perfect for parties. Rent the whole aquatic center or just part for an upcoming birthday party, summer celebration, or any other family-friendly event. Make a splash this summer at the Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Houlihan's has patio play every Thursday this summer from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. featuring live local music. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
I help these guys.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at GulliffordServices.com or call 337-5996. The next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle, you've heard the horror stories.
After a week done, the job is trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
ESPN 93.5 Sports Headline.
St. Louis Cardinals victorious big time over the Kansas City Royals. 6-0 was the final yesterday. Miles Michaelis with the win and Tyler O'Neill homering for three straight times. The Cubs will host Cleveland tonight and tomorrow. You'll hear the action on US 105.9. Baltimore over the Chicago White Sox 3-2 yesterday. They'll be in action tonight on Chicago's South Side. LeBron James with 44 points. Cleveland ties the series against Boston 2-2 with their 111-102 win yesterday. Golden State's on top of that series, 2-1, and will host the Houston Rockets tonight. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell stepping up to the mic yesterday, talking about uniform betting and how will it affect football. Washington over Tampa Bay 3-0. That series forced into a Game 7.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Spring is here, and soon we'll be planting flowers and seeds. So you plant seeds on both sides of your driveway, on the right and on the left, hoping to make it beautiful. What do the seeds do? Do the seeds you planted on the one side say, hey, I don't like where I am. I'm not going to sprout or bloom because I really want it to be on the other side of the driveway. Ridiculous, right? The seeds bloom where they are planted. Yet we humans frequently complain where we find ourselves in life. We wish we were somewhere else, and we spend time complaining and having regrets instead of embracing the moment and blooming where we planted. It happened to me. and my situation vastly improved when I decided to embrace my circumstances, work to the best of my abilities, take ownership, and have pride in my work. Bloom where you are planted was one of the best bits of advice I received, and I'm sharing it with you. I hope you embrace it and seize your moment today. I'm Habib Habib, and this Motivational Minute was brought to you by A&R Mechanics.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Previously on Tank Harp.
Francis Okoro's not coming to Illinois. What really drives me nuts is that how does he not look at this team right now and understand that from day one that he is the starting big man for Illinois for as long as he wants to play? I mean, he would be your starting center, and yet he decided to go to Oregon, and I'm not mad at the kid. It just stinks for Illinois because that is the exact position of need.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Vontae and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN 93.5.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. National Weather Service, Diane.
Looking good, Stevie J. Partly cloudy with a high 81. 57 our low tonight. Tomorrow's high at 82, down to 60. Sunny again Thursday. High 85, low 62. And as you wrap up the week, got a high 88, low 66. Currently 73 on ESPN 93.5.
Always appreciate your text in 359-2255. We'll kind of take a peek and make sure I didn't miss anything here in just a moment. And come back and give you the American Idol winner. Stand by. Great food, great selection, great atmosphere. That is Addie's Bar and Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club. Addie's is the place for casual, relaxed dining with friends. Pub-style food, a full-service bar with 12 beers on tap, and 11 flat-screen TVs to cheer on your team. Their private dining areas are great for your next party, too. For an online menu, visit addies.net and follow them on Facebook and Twitter for daily food and drink specials. Make Addie's your neighborhood destination. Off Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana. It's something to come back for.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your train comfort specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new train heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying train system. Or here's another way you can save on a new train heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying train system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years or a $1,000 trade-in allowance. And start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See
Lands for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
I kind of gave you a briefing on, well, by the way, text, did I miss one?
Yes, deer antlers seem expensive, but they last forever and are great for aggressive chewers from our segment with Dr. Todd.
Okay, so we have a chewy puppy or chewy doggy. The deer antlers are a good tip. American Idol last night concluded its finale. It's was unusual from the aspect, I don't know how many years it's been going. If you add Fox and now ABC in its first year, then like 15 or something. And what has happened because of, as a result of American Idol, what has happened is you're getting 15-year-olds that sing like they're 25. I mean, it's stunning how good they are because they've been singing with their hairbrush since American Idol went on the air.
True.
So these kids come through, they're way more composed, way more together than the old days of kind of karaoke.
Uh-huh.
These are high-level people. So the final two, Caleb Lee Hutchinson and Maddie Poppy. Maddie Poppy ended up winning, but we learned that Caleb and Maddie are boyfriend-girlfriend. And that's American Idol first, and they were holding hands, and she said, I don't really care who wins, and it's just really sweet.
Uh-huh.
But she was really good. Really good. Maddie Poppy, your American Idol winner. Nixon,
yeah.
Fleetwood Mac, Maddie Poppy, American Idol winner for the first season on ABC. Ryan Seacrest was really, really good. My favorite judge of all time, I think, is Lionel Richie.
Is that right?
Over anybody, Simon Cowell, anybody.
Okay.
So Lionel just really good. Katy Perry had moments. She's a little odd for me,
mm-hmm.
but had moments of sweet.
And Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan is like, meet you at RJ's in Philo,
mm-hmm.
have a beer. He,
that's right.
He fit right in.
Good old country boy.
That's what I'm talking about. I think Luke Bryan is a real deal.
But, yeah, Lionel's comments, you know, were constructive criticism, but with kindness.
Yeah, and he knows what he's doing. I mean, Lionel Richie, what do we determine? He's like 70?
I should.
Lionel Richie's got to be up there. Commodores, of course.
Right.
Three Times a Lady, Brick
yeah.
House.
Oh, yeah.
And then All Night Long.
Yeah.
Hello. I mean, he just, how many?
Oh, yeah.
So, but yet he's genuinely enthusiastic and seems like a really cool guy. I mean, when they said, Luke Bryan made a reference earlier in the season.
68.
It made reference to how much money Lionel had. And then he looked at the camera and said, why do you think they call me Richie? Very funny. All right, we'll meet tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. The Jeremy Warner program is next. Stand by for that. Tay and Karp this afternoon, 4 to 6. Again, thank you for listening. I'll be live. Hardworking man tomorrow. I'll be listening. CarX on Bradley. I'll be there 7 to 9, then working for them 9 to noon. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
All right, it's Tim Atterbury. He's our law enforcement official of the month. And people just really commend you on your demeanor, on the fact that when you approach a situation, is it just training? Is it instinct? How do you know how to react?
I'm the youngest of six kids. I've been married for 15 years. You know, I started this job when I was single. I was 24 years old when I started. When I came on, I was the new guy. Now I'm the old guy. But when I came on, the department was full of old guys. I had the pleasure and the luxury of watching them work. Mm-hmm. My first training officer was Officer Greg Campbell, now retired. He taught me so much in my first 6 weeks on the street in the police department that to this day, I evaluate my own performance by the standard that I think he would evaluate me by. So if I think it passes Greg Campbell's muster, then I think I've done
the right thing the right way.
It feels more dangerous, is it?
It's different. I don't know that it's more dangerous. It's different.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
It's all about the best beef, the best pork, and, of course,
the sausages
at the U of I Meat Sales Room. If Coach Ditka lived in CU, I'm sure he'd buy his meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. The beef is great. The pork is great. But
the sausages
are delicious. Smoked sausage, Italian sausage, Polish sausage, and even brats. It's all fresh, locally produced, and locally grown. Visit the U of I Meat Sales Room near the corner of Lincoln and Florida in Urbana.
The sausages.
The buzz this time of year is nature's coming alive. Your yard is an important part of the special place called home. At Spring Green, it's our favorite time of year. For a limited time, new customers save 20% on Spring Green's full program. Nurture your outdoor space with Spring Green, your local lawn care professionals. They take special care of your lawn and landscape investment for a trouble-free lawn. Because precise and well-timed applications encourage your landscape to grow and prosper. Their guarantee of satisfaction states, if you're not happy, they'll make it right or refund the entire cost of that application. Serving Champaign, Urbana, and Mattoon Charleston for over 35 years. Call your local Spring Green at 217-359-2111. 217-359-2111. Or on the web at spring-green.com for the convenience of America's neighborhood lawn care team.
It's time for our Mile at the Pines Minute. Co-director Jan Seely is joining us. Jan, this year's race is going to be better than ever.
Everyone's excited about our new summer race date, Sunday, July 22nd on Philo Road in Urbana, starting at 6 p.m.
Mile at the Pines offers a wave for everyone, right?
Mile at the Pines offers 9 different mile races for adults and kids of all ages and abilities, plus a non-competitive community mile for participants of any age.
And the race is benefiting a great charity, and many local businesses are hopping on board.
Race proceeds go to CU Schools Foundation, and the event is sponsored by Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul Sports, Mufant Salon, Carl, Christie Clinic, Country Arbors Nursery, Meyer, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Riggs Beer Company, Reynolds Towing, Stevie J Broadcasting, and the Atkins Group.
Jan, where is all the race action happening?
It's all staged at the Pines Shopping Center at the intersection of Windsor and Philo Roads in Urbana.
That's your Mile at the Pines Minute. For more information or to register, go now, mileatthepines.com.
Join Stevie J Broadcasting this Memorial Day as we honor our veterans with this salute. The year was 1968, and as the Vietnam War raged on, stories of heroism and self-sacrifice surfaced. On a support mission bringing soldiers to the fighting via helicopter, a door gunner in one of the slicks was shot down not just once, but 3 times. As he returned to the battle a final time in another helicopter, his chopper was shot down again. With the front of the helicopter buried in the dirt and jungle, the pilot and co-pilot in the cockpit of the now burning aircraft were trapped. As flames threatened the crew, the door gunner managed to make his way to the pilots. With the serrated edge of his assault knife, Ralph cut through the safety belts, but the aluminum and glass structure continued to hold them prisoner in the burning cockpit. Ralph hacked through the wreckage to free his comrades and guide them to safety. Ralph Krall was awarded the Bronze Star as a tribute to the resiliency of an American hero.
Randy and Tammy at Roof Doctors would like to say thank you to